JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is testifying today before the Senate Banking Committee, blaming trades that defied common sense and grew out of control, run by senior managers who were not paying adequate attention, for the $2 billion loss in his bank.
We will not make light of these losses, but they should be put into perspective. We will lose some of our shareholders' money, and for that we feel terrible. But no client, customer, or taxpayer money was impacted by this event.
Dimon, they're seeming to make the distinction between the J.P. Morgan investment money and the Chase depositors' money, and perhaps government bailout money, and perhaps to fend off calls for once again separating investment firms from banks. A South Dakota Democrat committee chair, Jim Johnson, was among the senators who still called these losses a breakdown and demanded to know why the bank's chief investment office, which was supposed to protect the company from risk, could instead take such risks and lose so much money. Martin Cady is congressional editor for Politico. Marty, one of the big questions going into this hearing was, what did Dimon know about these risky trades? When did he know it? Were these really managers just misleading him? Did he get these kinds of questions?
It hasn't become very clear exactly what he knew and when he knew it. That's always the classic Washington gotcha question in these hearings. He certainly found out about them when the losses started to come in. But what's been interesting is that he's coming off pretty well so far in this hearing. I mean, this J.P. Morgan is known for managing risk in its finances. Well, it seems like Dimon is going in there managing the risk, the political risk, in this hearing pretty well.
But
he's apologized, and he's trying to put off some of the tougher questions.
But why isn't it more heated? You know, we've been watching a little bit of it ourselves on C-SPAN, and you'd think that this would be red meat, especially to Democrats who want to tighten what they say are these too big to manage banks. But the only excitement we seem to see was when some anti-foreclosure protesters were
right.
evicted. They were chanting "Stop foreclosures" as the hearing started.
Sure. I mean, that part was if you, I've been in a lot of these hearings, and I was in more of them during the the height of the Iraq War. And it's not surprising to have protesters sort of come in, and then and you don't know the protesters, and they stand up, they make a scene, and they're escorted. So that was the excitement at the beginning of this hearing, but it hasn't been as heated, probably because you haven't. There's not a sense, I think, with the general public that this did major economic damage beyond embarrassing J.P. Morgan and its CEO. We didn't get a feeling of systemic risk. It didn't hit the markets really hard. It's been several months. So, you know, at the end of the day, the people will look at this and say, okay, there's another rich guy from Wall Street who's going down to testify about really complicated financial systems that the average American doesn't understand. And, it's not affecting me. So, no, this is not, this hearing has not been a great hot hearing so far.
Well, is one of the problems, first of all, we should say that Dimon emphatically said that the trades his bank made were hedging. In other words, they were betting for and against something so that there wouldn't be a huge loss. Critics said,
right.
No, you were not at all. These were hugely imbalanced, risky trades.
Yeah.
He also said again that the money that was used was proprietary. It was from the investment side of the bank, not the deposit side of the bank.
Right.
But he was still asked by, I think it was Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed, whether the so-called Volcker Rule, which would it's supposed to stop risky proprietary trading, if that would have helped. But, you know, Dimon responded, I don't know, it hasn't been written yet. Isn't that one of the problems?
Right. I mean, the Volcker Rule has not been, well, it's an old rule that is not in effect anymore. And they the idea is to separate the banks who hold deposits like you and I have from the proprietary trading that big Wall Street investment houses do. And now that it's all been blended and combined, that's why people are worried about the systemic risk and whether the proprietary trading could really hurt regular consumer banks. And but what was one of the things that stood out when you start talking about the Volcker Rule and other regulations, there's a lot of talk about Dodd-Frank, is that each of the senators from each of the parties seem to sort of go back into their partisan stances. I've been listening to each of the senators talk, and the Republicans, one after another, start talking about regulations and regulators, and they ask Dimon, how many regulators do you have overseeing you? Well, hundreds of regulators, and how much does it cost? So they are falling back on the philosophy about regulations. Well, Dodd-Frank, you know, the financial overhaul, it was a bad idea, and the Republicans want to undo it. The Democrats on the other side, they want to beat up the big Wall Street guy who lost a lot of money. They're right. worried about systemic risk
right.
and those sort of things.
So it's playing along party lines. Martin Cady, a congressional editor for Politico, on today's hearings with JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.